Hi, and welcome to this week's Oscast Extra. I'm here with John Trail, Emma Lisney, and Merthyn Rhys Davies, who are the conductor and two of the soloists in the Oxfordshire Concerto competition. John, can you tell me a little bit about the competition and its history?
Hi, I can indeed. So this is the fifth year of the competition. We founded it in 2011. It's a partnership between the Oxford Philharmonic and the Oxfordshire County Music Service, working with the university to create the opportunity for soloists who either are born, living or study in Oxfordshire to take part in, and get the experience of performing with a live orchestra.
I mean, it's a great opportunity, and you've had some great soloists come through, which go on to fantastic things. A couple of years ago, Makoto Nakata won, who, she's at Academy now, I think, isn't she?
That's right, yes. She graduated last summer, and she's gone on and is doing great things in London.
Yes, yeah. So, and it's a fantastic springboard for Oxfordshire youth as well, because it's not just university.
It really is. I mean, one of the unique aspects of the competition is that both the semi-final and final feature performing with orchestra. In the semi-final, the Oxfordshire County Youth Orchestra accompany one movement of each concerto with the soloist to give them that experience. And also means it's not just the finalists. And in some years, we had seven or eight people in that semi-final. It's an invaluable opportunity for any concerto soloist to experience what it's like to perform with an orchestra. It's, of course, very different from the usual piano accompaniment.
Yes, it is a tremendous opportunity. So, Merthyn and Emma, can you tell me a little bit about the pieces you're playing? Just to point out here, actually, that there is a third soloist that isn't with us today. That's David Mears on the clarinet, who is a local boy. He's a postgrad at the Royal Academy at the moment. But Merthyn and Emma, you're both at university.
Well, I'm playing Prokofiev's second violin concerto, which is the slightly lesser known concerto. It's got a lot of variety. Particularly well-known second movement. Should be fun to play.
Cool. How are your preparations going for that?
It's been good. I've really enjoyed getting ready for it.
Cool. And are you used to playing with orchestras much?
No, the first time was actually in the semi-final.
Very cool. And what about you, Merthyn?
So I'm playing Richard Strauss's first horn concerto, which is a great piece. He wrote it when he was really young. He was only 18. But it's really operatic and just one of the brilliant concertos for horn, I think.
What are your favourite parts of the concertos?
I'm a big fan of the second movement of mine. It's a really beautiful, minor, just slow melody, which comes into a bit of dialogue with the clarinet. It's just a really beautiful tune.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Probably the second movement as well. It's got a lovely tune and then at the same time a sort of scherzo section, so it's got a lot of variety.
Yeah, no, I mean, second movements are often quite fun in concertos, aren't they?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling about the pieces?
I'm really excited. It's a really broad mix to have one programme which has Mozart clarinet concerto, horn, Strauss' first horn concerto, Prokofiev's second violin concerto. It really is quite varied. One wouldn't find those three pieces coupled, or those three composers put together that often. But it is really interesting because there are so many kind of cross, in some instances, the youthfulness of the writing, which is really something to tap into with the Strauss. But then the Prokofiev is very mature and it taps into this kind of folk tradition and Russian melodies kind of oozing in the outer movements and then really appealing to sumptuous stuff in the middle movement. And of course, the Mozart. It's perhaps the most well-known of all the concertos we're performing. There's plenty for anyone listening to this programme to get something from, I think.
Fantastic. How is the competition judged as well? Who are the judges?
So the judges for the final are a panel of Neil Immelman, piano teacher from the Royal College of Music. He's the chair of the panel. Myself, Marios Papadopoulos, of course, the founder of this competition with the County Music Service in 2011. Natalia Lemenko, the leader of the orchestra on Thursday night. And Roger Allen.
Roger Allen. Fantastic.
Indeed, yeah.
The inimitable. How was the process of kind of getting to this point in the final? What were all the stages and what was the competition at that level?
So first we had a round where we played to a couple of judges with just any pieces we wanted. I think it was under 12 minutes and that was with piano accompaniment. Then, as John said, we came through to the semi-final after that, which was with County Youth Orchestra. And that was brilliant, like to stand up with an orchestra, and it did such a fantastic job. And then, yeah, here we are. Preparing for the final. So it's all happened quite quickly. It was very exciting.
What kind of time scale has it happened on?
The first round was in November, and then February was the semi-final.
Oh, it's a quick turnaround. Are you both aiming towards performance then?
Probably in the end, yes.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Are you both first years now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So what were the biggest challenges you faced during this process then?
So in terms of learning the repertoire, like all of our concertos, I think, are quite big works, and just in terms of practicing that and getting around that. But then to communicate that to an audience is another step beyond learning the concerto, particularly playing with an orchestra where the interaction is not just with one accompanist. You've got the conductor and he's channeling everything that the orchestra's doing. I think that's a really big challenge.
And did you notice any differences, or are you expecting any differences between the Counter Youth Orchestra and then OP?
Well, I think actually the Counter Youth Orchestra did a really good job with the first movement, as it was a tricky concerto to play. But I suppose it will be fun to play the next movements and see how they work out with the fresh orchestra.
Fantastic, yeah. And so, John, you mentioned briefly about how it's a really good springboard for the Oxford youth, so not just university people. So beyond the opportunity that the youth orchestra has to be as part of this process, soloists often come from the county.
Absolutely. I mean, the competition itself is a shining example of how the Oxford Philharmonic's residency at the university stretches beyond just the city walls. Through the partnership with the County Music Service, it's nurturing young talent. The County Youth Orchestra do an incredibly fine job with an enormous turnover of repertoire and projects. I think they'll be performing for the fourth time in the Sheldonian next week in the last 2 months. So it's really very impressive that they can put together in such a short space of time a semi-final and work with these young musicians. Now, in many years, they are themselves performing in the semi-final. But for those musicians who may never aspire or be able to reach beyond their playing in the orchestra, which is a very fine thing to do, it's such a fantastic opportunity to explore this repertoire. The shift that happens, though, after February, after that semi-final, is enormous. For the members of the County Youth Orchestra, they go on and their musicianship has improved enormously just from that intense workout, if you like. But for our fine young soloists who are in the final now, we have to think ahead to Thursday. We have to think ahead to a concert with a top-notch professional orchestra, astonishing players, to hopefully a large audience in the Sheldonian. And it really is a chance to shine, really, a chance to really show what you want to do with the music and explore. I mean, what provocative pieces. The Strauss is one of the Prokofiev's got so much energy and so much dark kind of material, and the Mozart, the elegance just shines through. I think it'll be a really exciting performance.
Fantastic. And the competition's just started rotating between under 23 and under 18.
It has, absolutely. So the first 3 years, the age limit was essentially the end of your first year of undergraduate study, irrespective of whether you take a gap year. Now, what we did last year was we split it into two competitions, a junior competition, which was essentially 18 and under, or school-age students, and then this year, the senior competition, which is up to 23 years in age, either, as I say, born, living, or studied in full-time education through Oxfordshire. It's really interesting, actually, to see how that changes the dynamic of the competition. Standard just goes up every year, actually, irrespective of this. Last year, it was a fantastic opportunity because Maris Papadopoulos, the artistic director and conductor of the Oxford Philharmonic, conducted the County Youth Orchestra in the final in the Sheldonian Theatre, which was a great opportunity for the young musicians as well.
So we should be expecting some very big things, and competition is going to continue to flourish, I think.
Absolutely.
Continue to grow. And that's just very exciting. So you can go and see it at the Sheldonian on Thursday night at 7. So thank you very much, guys, for coming in, and good luck, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.